All right, here with Rainhead football coach Kane Guidry. First off, got to say congratulations for a first-year head coach. I thought it was a fantastic season. Look back to last week, such a close game, man. And talking about what you built with this football program, I think last week against Northwood is the perfect example of the heart and the grit that this that you put in these kids, man. They really played hard.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. First of all, John, I appreciate it. And, you know, whenever you said the word grit, kind of made me laugh because, you know, shaking hands with the coach, the head coach from Northwood after the game, the first thing he says to me is, he says, "Coach, man, your kids play with a lot of grit." Mm-hmm. You know, and that really means something to us, and we enjoy whenever other teams realize that, hey, look, you know, we're a physical team. We're going to play to the last whistle no matter what the situation is. You know, something that we preach to our kids daily. You know, just make sure no matter what the situation is in the game, we're gonna keep pushing forward and grinding it out for 48 minutes. So, you know, kudos to our kids. You know, like you said, very, very tough loss to go on the road against a team that had 25 seniors that have been to the quarterfinals in Class 4A the last 2 years, and go toe to toe with them and have them on the ropes and had a really good shot of beating them. You know, it says a lot about the character of our kids, of our coaching staff, and just the ability for our guys to grind it out and give ourselves a chance at the end of the day. That's what we look for on a daily basis. So just very proud of the fight that our kids played with, and so looking forward to the off season and getting cranked up and getting ready to go and trying to get ourselves ready for next football season.
Yeah, just a look back at the game. They score on their opening drive, and then that's it. That's a high scoring football team that the defense just shut out for the rest of the game.
Yeah, there's so many positives that we took away from that loss, and you know, they were scoring, I don't know if you know this or not, but they were scoring 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. They're averaging 40 points a game. You know, so we give up the touchdown on the opening possession, and you know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, shoot, you know. Because they're a pretty good football team, you know, and for our defense to kind of shut them down the rest of the night and not give up anything, you know, we kind of bent a little bit, but we never broke, never gave up another point. So that alone says a lot about the preparation our defensive staff put in, the pride and the fight that our defense played with. You know, so anytime your defense can play that well, you're always going to have a chance. And then that's what we preached all year, and that's what we lived by. You know, everybody that watched us play knows that, you know, our strength is our defense. And it was just a joy to watch. You know, just wish we could have, you know, I thought we moved the ball from 20 to 20 offensively, just never could punch it in. You know, get the late touchdown and decided to go for the win, and it didn't work out. But, you know, like all in all, I think in the long run, looking back at this game years down the road, I think we're gonna have learned a lot from it.
Yeah, and I got to say, just personally, I'm all about going for the win in that situation. You know, when you get to that point, you don't want to go into overtime and deal with all of that madness. So you had the opportunity there. And then just to show you, it doesn't work out. You go for the onside kick, and I mean, we've talked about Deuce Como and his abilities. He's had an onside kick recovered before. He just drills that thing 9 yards right into a lineman, and it pops back 9 yards. Yeah. You know, that was incredible.
Yeah, you know, the 2-point play. You know, I was in the headset with Coach Judice and a couple other guys, and we were talking about, it was early in the fourth quarter, you know, hey, look, if we score, what are you guys thinking? And we were all on the same page. You know, if we'd have scored earlier in the fourth quarter, we probably would have kicked it and tried to tie it up, being that we scored so late. We were all in agreeance. Hey, look, let's go for the win. You know, nobody really gave us a chance to first of all, win the district, you know, win 6 games. You know, nobody really gave us a chance to come up here and compete with this team that's had so much success over the last few years with so much experience. So I think it was a no-brainer. Yeah, hey, look, didn't work out for us. It wasn't meant to be. Like you said, you still had the ability to go fight it out and finish it and get the onside kick. And unfortunately, you know, we had a tough break on the interception on the very next play, and then that pretty much iced the game. But, you know, I felt bad for our kids, for our seniors, the way it ended like that. But really and truly, you know, as a coaching staff, and even as the players, they know, just talking to them this week, that, you know, we walked away from that game I don't want to say feeling good because it never feels good to lose, but it just felt that we did everything we could to win, and it didn't work out. It's just a situation where we got to go learn from it, and next time we're in that situation, you know, hopefully we can prevail.
Yeah, definitely a heck of a game for the seniors, something that they can hang their hat on. Didn't work out, but it's not like you went there and got flattened, man. You played a heck of a game. All right, so what's up ahead?
Well, we're busy cleaning up lockers and picking up pads, and you know, we're going to give the kids off this week. We get a Thanksgiving break next week, and whenever we get back from that break, Johnny, it's off season. You know, we have a very strenuous off season in place. It's a grind starting the Monday we get back from Thanksgiving, and for our coaching staff, I think the challenge is going to be let's make sure that we realize that, you know, the off season is just as important as in season. This gets our bodies ready, gets our minds ready, and really and truly, it starts, you know, it doesn't start in the summertime. It starts right now. Mm-hmm. So I think our kids work extremely hard year round, and you know, football, getting ready for football is a year round process. So the moving forward, the plan is, look, let's make sure we're taking care of our off season. We're going to do some football drills in you know, certain days, and we got a plan in place that we're going to try to execute and get our kids as strong and fast as we can get them, along with, you know, the mental side of it.
No, in Rain, there's always a bunch of kids that are multi-sports athletes. You got some kids, I'm sure, that's going to be playing baseball and basketball.
Yeah. No, and like we talked yesterday to him, it's like, look, you know, make sure you continue to compete in whatever sport you're playing. It's strongly encouraged nowadays with our staff. You know, if you're just a we don't want anybody to be a one sport kid. You know, if you look at our enrollment, we're 665 kids right now playing 4A ball. You know, Northwood, their enrollment was well over 1,000 kids. So, you know, anytime you're competing against a school that big, you know, with our enrollment, it's very important that our kids, you know, do more than one sport. So it's encouraged for our kids. If you're going to play, you know, football, let's try to play another sport: track, wrestling, baseball, which most of our kids are multi-sport kids. And I think, you know, as a whole athletic department, not only football, I think a lot of our kids are buying into the system. And we're trying to make it, you know, one whole system that everybody can be a part of. So, like, we're looking forward to it, and I think there's a lot of good things going on at Rain High right now. We just got to keep pushing forward and, you know, keep the message clear, and hopefully the kids keep buying in.
Anything coming up athletic-wise, fundraisers and that sort of deal?
Football-wise, I know our big fundraiser is going to be in the summertime. We do our annual golf tournament, which last year was our first year, which was a very successful golf tournament. So I may get with you later on to kind of advertise a bit for us. We're gonna start advertising that in January. Get the ball rolling on that soon. I know baseball is doing a po' boy sale here soon. They got tickets going out right now. Basketball season's in full swing. We have our home opener for the boys tomorrow night, so get out there and support those the basketball team. Our girls opened up at home Monday night, so look for the basketball team. You know, their schedule should be coming out right soon, so as many people can get out and support the Wolves, not only in football but in every sport, it'd be great. And we're trying to, you know, create that winning culture throughout the whole school and in the whole community, so give this community something to be proud of.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you coming in all season, giving us some great insight, something that, you know, helps me as a professional. I actually know what I'm talking about when I'm calling the games now.
Well, look, and first of all, look, we appreciate what you do, Johnny. I know you've been calling Rain football for a while. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of people that say you do a great job calling the game. They really enjoy listening to it. So we hope to have you for years to come.
Well, proud to do it, and hey, glad to be working with a coach like you. Congratulations on a great first year.
Thank you, Johnny.